or at any world championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling also blocked Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as world championships, including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, if they are not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests. The punishments are less than the 4-year ban by the World Anti-Doping Agency had proposed. A second COVID-19 vaccine moves closer to joining the U.S. fight against the pandemic Thursday as government advisors convene for a public review of its safety and effectiveness. It's the next to last step for the vaccine developed by drug maker Moderna and the National Institutes of Health in the U.S. The panel of physicians and medical researchers is expected to endorse it, followed by the Food and Drug Administration's okay within hours or days. The action would provide a boost to the largest vaccination effort in U.S. history that kicked off this week. More shipments of the first green-lighted vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech were going out Thursday, earmarked for healthcare workers and nursing home residents around the country. French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for COVID-19 and goes into self-isolation. Two other leaders who potentially had contact with him are quarantining too. And New Zealand roared back from a coronavirus-induced recession with record economic growth of 14% in the July through September quarter, official data shows. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Boko Haram jihadist group released a video Thursday claiming to show schoolboys seized in a mass kidnapping in northwest Nigeria.